Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears?
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour, and thank you for hanging out with us. A little Steely Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I am the Small Business Advocate. Now, please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend, Carla Caldwell. She's a member of our Brain Trust, U.S. Training Manager at Xero. That's Xero.com, X-E-R-O.com. Carla, tell us a little bit about your company.
Wow. Xero has been making beautiful accounting software for about 7 years now. And we are growing and are enjoying being in this space. We have really changed accounting. We have brought in over 5,000 banking institutions, bringing in online transactions right into our system on a daily basis without having to worry about it, so that, again, accountants and small business owners can keep their books up to date. And we just wanted to make the system easy to use. Nobody really likes to do bookkeeping all the time and keeping up with all of that. So making the interface easy and simple to use and rethinking the logic and the way that transactions flow through the system is really what we've done.
Well, and you've really adopted technology, the new technology, into making the whole process from spending the money to accounting for the money, you've tied all that together with technology really well.
Absolutely. And it was really, that was the exact intention, because Xero was started by a small business owner and his accountant who wanted to work better together. And so they both went into that with their eyes wide open, had a lot of experience together, and said, this relationship is really key, which is one of the things that we were going to talk about today. Mm-hmm. And so they wanted to have a tool that was going to help them work better together and use the technology that is so abundant now to make that relationship work.
Right.
And
exactly.
So that's where Xero got started.
So let's talk about some of these other tips that you have, tax tips. There's some news on the home office front, isn't there?
There is. In 2013, they finally decided to make that home office deduction a little bit simpler. So they have a smaller form, so that at a cap of $1,500 a year, you can do a more simple form. Now, if you still need to do the more complex and have a home office deduction that's higher than $1,500, the original form is still there.
So if you're a startup and you don't have a lot invested in a home office, you can take a $1,500 deduction if you can confirm a home office. But if you've got a wing of your house devoted to the business and employees coming and et cetera, you need more than $1,500, you can still do that.
Exactly. We just tried to make it easier, which is amazing.
People who are just starting this out right now, Carla, in business, don't realize. I mean, I had a home office back in the 70s, and then again in the late 80s, and in those days, accountants almost would laugh at you when you told them you want to take a home office deduction.
Oh, sure.
Being home based back in those days, being home based was not cool, and the IRS would fight you on that stuff.
Right.
And you know what? I never lost. I won every one of those because I kept up with what I did, and I depreciated part of my house because I identified the square footage, and I was able to show that I was totally dedicated to my business.
That's right. But that is so crazy to put that burden on the small business owner to try to do that.
Yep.
So having a more simple form really does make a lot of sense. So it's good to see that there is some simplification somewhere in our tax code.
Absolutely. And all these people, who are getting this little cakewalk now with a home office, they need to thank people like me for all the years that we went best two falls out of three with the IRS. And they finally gave up because they said, we don't want to deal with Blasingame anymore. So we're going to let these other people have a pass. So you can thank me now, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, well, we will. And you know what, though? But they need to take advantage of it. Because,
a lot of
people don't do that. And so having a simpler form really takes the excuse off the table to not take that deduction.
Most
again,
people don't know that.
And that's right.
And that $1,500 automatic, that would have been great back in the day. Okay, what's next? You say accounting. season is every season? What do you mean by that?
Well, it means that this isn't the only time of the year you should be talking to your accountant. You know, one of the things that Xero really advocates a lot with our accountants and bookkeepers, because we have a really big network of those that we work with, is to have a value-based billing. So instead of having this hourly, not sure what it's going to cost each month kind of relationship with your accountant, mm-hmm. where it really is a disincentive to contact them, we really encourage people, accountants, to have a fixed-based model so that you have a relationship with your accountant throughout the year. I know that I can call them. I know that I can. They can get into our books in Xero, for example, because we don't charge based on a per-user thing.
Right.
So you and the accountant are in there all the time together. They can kind of check in and see how things are going and shoot you a quick email and remind you to do your bank reconciliation or get your expenses in. So throughout the year, the accountants can be kind of your coach and be right there alongside
you. Our life got a much simpler and a lot more happy when we started integrating more with our CPA on a regular mm-hmm. basis.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They have so much wisdom. They not only have their own business to run, but they are helping hundreds of small business owners and can take advantage of that experience.
And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
It's the best value of any dollar you spend. The best value you'll get all year long is with your CPA.
That's right. Exactly.
Xero.com, right? That's a new accounting system I encourage you to check out, folks. It's designed specifically for small business with all kinds of great technological capability. Xero.com, right, Carla?
That's right.
Check out the website. Hey, Carla, come back again real soon. Good job today.
All right. Thanks so much. Glad
we'll
to be here. Thanks
see
for
you
having
next
me.
Time. Carla Caldwell, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.